Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about my husband is too large. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you know that I'm not gay, I'm not a fag, I'm not married, I don't even have a husband or a wife. Yes, this video is about a fucking chick that is fucking stupid and you don't bring your husband to your fucking gynecologist appointment, you dumb bitch. Yes, so it's your fault, so enjoy. What do you mean, Gonzo, you say? Oh, well, let's bring up a clip. Yes, friend, I have this clip of this dumb bitch. She took her husband to the gynecologist appointment, and I guess the doctor made a remark, and the husband actually enjoyed it. You've been wondering, what do you mean? Well, remember when I talked about large things? he wishes, but let's see what comes out of the horse's mouth, whore. Anyways.
Do not bring your husband with you to your gynecologist appointment. Just don't do it. Don't do it. I'm in there spread out like an eagle on the...
It's so fucking stupid. She blames her husband for fucking being there. It was the doctor that said that shit. Yeah, so what the fuck? Yeah, a man is just right there. Women think that men are just tools to be used and controlled. No, bitch. Yeah, we have feelings ourselves. You think that we don't. Why? Why do you think men are robots? Like, go fuck yourself, bitch. I am so tired of this. Yeah, last night, I thought I was just, you know, doing my own business, and there's somebody I met, and I was like, hey, what's up, and da-da-da. And he said, oh, I'm on the down low, I'm with somebody. He's like, what the fuck? Yes, fucking, I'm sick and tired of these one-sided relationships. Yes, you just go in there, do your thing, and then you have these people talk to you, and say, oh, by the way, I'm with somebody. Then why fucking talk to me? Like, fuck off. Yes, you just want to use my utility, you dumb bitch. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Table, you know, my husband's over there in the chair because I had to bring him along. I forgot I had this appointment. And he thought it would be weird to sit in the waiting room. So he's in there. He's scrolling Facebook Marketplace on his phone.
Yeah, maybe this dude's looking for something to plug you up with. Yeah, you need something large, right? You fucking pig. Yes, these fucking women, so fucking stupid. Well, next time, keep your legs closed and don't have a weird object going inside of you. Just saying.
She comes in, you know, she's looking around in there and she goes, ow, ow. She's like, yeah, you've got some bruising. And, you know.
Well, lady, you're lucky you're not married to Gonzo OG because there'll be something more than just bruising. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Now, I'm like, knowing damn well that I had forgotten about this appointment, and now we popped a couple spicy cubes last night, went a couple...
Spicy cubes? Nanny? What the fuck is that? Well, let me run it through the fucking Gonzo computer and see what that fucking comes up. What is spicy cubes, huh? Oh, yes, I get some weird fucking Spanish fly. Yeah, shit to get you fucking horny. Yeah, well, if your wife is semi-decent, she knows how to do your job, she should get your fucking pecker hard, right? Yeah, she's your wife and she doesn't get you fucking your engine going. It's like, why the hell are you with her, man? That is so fucking stupid. Yeah, people in relationship nowadays are fucking weird, man. Yeah, why can't people be normal nowadays?
Around for a few hours, so it all makes sense. Except for some reason, that's not how she explained it. No, she literally looks up at me and him and says, you know, you really shouldn't go that long without putting something that large inside of you.
Well, lady, your doctor was a chick, so, you know, there is no honor among thieves, so she probably thought your husband was cute, so she went in there for the kill, and she liked the fucking his handiwork, so, yeah, why not? Pick a fold and fuck it, I guess. Oh, women, you're so fucking stupid, but this is the world that we live. Enjoy.
He's sitting right there. I'm like, ma'am, are you flirting with him? Are you why would she say that?
Well, guess what, lady? That doctor, that bitch, was, I saw your husband's candy work, so she said, if this guy knows how to beat a pussy up, I wonder what other things he could do. So she shot her shot. Yeah, you women are fucked up. No honor among thieves, but anyways, let's continue.
His ears perked up. That man is smiling ear to ear. He is suddenly so interested in my appointment. He even goes and grabs a little anatomy thing and starts asking her questions.
Yeah, I don't know about your husband. I love it when people compliment me in my handiwork, don't you? Yeah, friends. Yeah, you went in there, you painted the whole fucking room white. So yeah, might as well. You know, winner, winner, chicken dinner. You fucked the shit out of your wife and now you might get yourself a second wife. So yay, let's do this shit.
Asking her questions, I'm like, we're done here. We're leaping.
Yeah, fucking women always have to be the center of attention. They don't like it when you get attention. Yeah, you get a compliment and she says, you're the fucking scumbag. Fuck off, bitch. You're the one stupid. Well, I guess we have to do this thing. You want to fucking be with a chicken, this is the shit you have to deal with.
He has since told everyone who will listen that man would put it on a billboard if I'd allow it. So, you know what? Now I'm telling the internet, don't bring your husband with you to your gynecologist appointment. You're not prepared.
Yes, friends, women are fucking stupid. Let that shit sink into your fucking skull. Yes, I know you wanna fuck them, but women have these stupid ass ideas, and because of the power of vagina, you have to put up with it. Or don't. Yeah, friends, you don't have to get laid, but if you do, this is the shit you have to deal with, so enjoy. But yes, friends, I know a lot of you guys still want to fuck these bitches. Yeah, sooner or later you're going to find out that the fucking trouble you're going for is not worth it. Yeah, what do they say, that the juice is not worth the squeeze? Yes, friends, women do some stupid, retarded shit. And because you want to have a relationship and they're beautiful and they're tasty, you put up with their shit. But no, friends, there's other things in life that are more better than pussy. Yes, you could build a house. I don't know, there's all kinds of shit. Yeah, you could build a career, build an empire for yourself. Women, all they do is just hold you back. They're just an anchor, a crutch, whatever you want to call it. They're just going to hold you back, friends. It's just food for thought. So you better do better things with your life, because if not, you're going to get left behind. So yeah, these women are not worth your time. Just saying. Yes, friends, it's going to be glorious when these bitches go back to the kitchen and they stay there. Okay, friends, so yeah, just think about it. And get ready for the future, because it's going to be a doozy. 180, friends, goodbye.